The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Chelboy, Chamra de Progreso, Umaya de Diumeses, de Masto, Kipchu Aseres Hashvatim mi Yisrael. Chamra de Progreso, we get to some very fancy wine and some very special water. Kipchu Aseres Hashvatim. The Gemara says that the Aseres HaShvatim, they got themselves into Gashmias, into pleasure, and they weren't Eisik B'Torah, and they went off the Dech. It started with fancy wine and Geshmaka water. It starts with that. And Rashi says that they were into pleasure, Vasukim Bekach, and they were busy with it. See, every word of Rashi is Meduyek. Say that. Hanos one zach. But Asukim, that's your guy. Yes, guy, what do you do? Pleasure. Asukim. Vloyskim Batoyva. Yotsu Latab Israel. Reb Elazar ben Aruch, Hiklai Elhasim. The Halig Reb Elazar ben Aruch ended up there in these two places, Porgisa and Dermusis. Imshich Basrayu. He got into by the way, it wasn't water they were drinking, it was like a spa, Rashi says, with a chitza. It was like a spa. Yeah. Isn't that nice? So he got into it. He akra tamudayu, he forgot all his learning. Nekra tamudayu v'shakhoi, he forgot his learning. Kihadar also, when he came back, he wanted to go open a Sefer Torah. Boy, the Mikra Chodesh Azel Lochem. This is Parsha Parsha Chodesh. He got mixed up. He couldn't read. The Dalet got into a Resh, and the Chaf turned into a Beis. Omar, he said, Hacherish Hoyalibom. Their hearts became deaf. Instead of Hachodesh, he said Hacherish. Instead of Lochem, he said Libom. Their hearts got deaf. Boy, Rachmana, the one davened for him. V'hodo Talmudei, and he remembered his Torah. Yeah, amazing. So the Mashal here says, in the back, in Shabbos Tachkuf and Zayin, why was this the lit? Like, when he wanted it, why was this the test of that he forgot all his learning? It's because he got into Gashmias, forgot his learning. So the Mashal says, I'm already the Kazakh. We have to learn up a Mashal. Talk to Mashal like this. Kan Hischo, first of all, why was that the test to see if he remembered anything? Zokta Marsha, because HaChedesh Zel Lachem, Rashi says in the first Rashi in Breishis, was supposed to be the first mitzvah. So Balta was supposed to be the first mitzvah. So he wanted to start his Torah from scratch. He didn't start from Breishis Bar, he didn't go back to Gan. He started from the first mitzvah. Zokta Marsha, the Fishahi mitzvah Rishayna Bat Torah. Like Rashi says in the beginning, HaChedesh Zel Lachem. So they wanted to get him back into learning. So the first thing was Mehev Dal Nenim, Mehev Dal Nenim Chayyusev. It's the first mitzvah. Va'omer Diakre Talmudei, Va'omer Acherish Hayalibom. He switched the resh with the dalet and the chaf. Zokter, Seder, Izavada. This mistake fell into his head. What punk this mistake? Zokter Mashah. Why did he have dafka this mistake that Achedesh Hazel Lachem turned into Acherish Hayalibom? Shanasa Liboy Lev Evan, his heart became stone. The Cherish Milahovin, he couldn't understand anything. Asher Acherish Hoya Liboy Kemayan Hamasgaber Bechibur Alachachovim. He's saying a remez. Abelazabach was a Mayan Hamasgaber. What's he referring to? He's referring to Mishnah Pirkei Avos. I'll tell you, Dover Nifla. He's referring to the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. Chamisha Talmidim Hoyal Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. He had five Talmidim. In the Pirkei Avos and the Siddur, it's Yud. Ve'eluhein, Ebelez ben Horkinus, Ebelez HaGodl, Yeshua ben Hananya, Ebelez HaKoyin, Shem ben Esamam, Eloz ben Aroch. Eloz ben Aroch was a Mayan HaMizgaber. Eloz ben Aroch was constantly Mizchadr. Kiddushay Torah non-stop. That's one Mishnah. So the Marsha is referring to this Mishnah. Ablazer ben Aroch was a Mayan HaMizgaber, and his lave became a lave Evan and it got fashtopped. We use the metaphor from the Lashon HaPosuk, Ve'evan ha'gdol al-pi haber. It was a Mayan, but it was an Evan. It got fashtopped. His heart, which was a Mayan HaMizgaber, got blocked because of the Gashmias. That means his koyach was a koyach of Mayan HaMizgaber. The minute that the Mayan HaMizgaber of his chachas got stuck because he got into Gashmias, and his lave became Evan, Lahovin, is he didn't understand anything, and merely forgot his Torah. Shteita Moide Kazach, that the Nekuda of Achoydesh Hazel Lachem turned into Hacherish Hayalibom, Dafka Negea to this Nekuda that he was a Mayan HaMizgaber. What's the pshat that he was a Mayan HaMizgaber? Avdeya Dover Nifra. Vaita in the Medrash it says, in Pirkei Avos it says, Eze derech hu ayoymer. Continues Rabbi Yochanan. Tzuru hu eze derech teve shiidbak bo adam. Rabbi Leizu ayme ayin teve. Rabbi Shua ayme chover teve. Rabbi Yisi ayme shalchim teve. Rabbi Shimon ayme reyes anel. Rabbi Leizu ayme leiv teve. Rabbi Lozer ben Aroch said leiv teve. Amal hem roya an yis divya Lozer ben Aroch mi divya mishak kal devon devim. Rabbi Lozer ben Aroch said leiv teve. Tzaman teyo amuri de gazach, atif azach, which I saw today. The Maral says something similar. A dover nifla. Watch. Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch had two milas. One mila was he was a Mayan HaMizgaber. He was mechadish constantly. New Torah. It's a chain. He had a leif toiv. Leif toiv includes, the Maral speaks out, includes all the midas. All the midas. All the midas toivs. That's why Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch is kredel of all of them. All the leif toiv. What's the connection between a leif toiv and a Mayan HaMizgaber? So it's a dover nifla mamish. So brought down, Hashem, I think the Medrash Shmuel and Pirkei Avos, of all we brings it down, and Al Yishur Chelik Beis, a dover nifla mamish. We spoke in the past that the Medrash says in Shir Hashirim that Memches Pomim, it says 48 times in the Torah, it says a lashon of Be'er. 48 times in the Torah, it says a lashon of Be'er. 48 times. What's the significance of that? What's the significance of the fact that it says 48 times in the Torah Be'er, Keneged Memchaz Dvarim Shatayin Niknes Behem? Is the Pshat HaPoshet is, what does that mean? Some 48 times. But the Torah says that Torah is called a Be'er. The Pshat is that a Be'er has Mayim Amukim, a Be'er has Mayim, that's Torah. And in order to get to it, in order to access it, you have to have Memchaz Dvarim Shatayin Niknes Behem. Parshas Chukas, Be'er Chafaru Asarim. Torah Shebech Malpeh is called a Be'er. It's covered over deeply in the guf of a person. It's covered over deeply in the Torah. You have to dig it up. Chafaru, you have to dig it up. The way that a person accesses the Be'er is through the Memchaz Dvarim Shatayin Niknes Behem. That's the Evan HaGdoyel Al Pi HaBe'er. The Zohar Kotter says, but it says by Yankovinu, where Evan HaGdoyel Al Pi HaBe'er, Do Yetzahara. That's the Yetzahara. Yetzahara blocks the Be'er. It means a person has inside of him a Mayan HaMizgaber. A person has inside of him a Be'er that gives forth. But it's blocked. It's blocked by Be'er Midas, which blocks the Be'er, the Evan. Memchaz Dvarim Shatayin Niknes Behem is taking away layer after layer after layer after layer. Until the Be'er, now once you get to the Be'er is a Mayan HaMizgaber, the Be'er is a live spring. It comes out by itself. Zokta Ali Shor, that the two Nekudas of Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch were mashlim each other. Vivaldi had a leiv toiv, his heart was open. It wasn't fashtopped with kinder taiv for COVID and all types of midas royas. So he was a Mayan HaMizgaber. Is he was the spitz leif toiv, so he was the spitz Mayan HaMizgaber. That's the two parts of him. That means it's the tikkun of the midas. By the way, this Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch is the ultimate uptight of the relationship between midas and Torah. The Lev Tov, which Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his Rebbe said, is kodel all the good midos of everybody, is what allowed to access the mind of his kabbalah coming out by itself. A person has kedushay Torah in himself, by the way. Everyone has their chiluk in Torah. And it comes out. If you open up the bear, Rav Elazar ben Aruch opened up the bear, so his Lev Toiv allowed him to access the Mayan Hamas Gaber. I saw this morning the Maral Kemat says in Mefurish. Zok the Maral, in Perik Bey's Mishnah Tess, in Perkei Avos, Rav Elazar ben Aruch Omar Lev Toiv, Pirish. She yargul ha'odom atzma shiyeh bal Lev Toiv, fishahu shayrish ha'odom. Ki alev hu shayrish ha'odom shemimenu kol ha'kechus. The heart gives the chiyas. Hein koichas ha'nefesh, koichas ha'gof. V'ayodoy ha'chayim bo l'klal e'vorim. Ki alev shoyrish l'koichas ha'nafshis, hein koichas ha'gof. The heart gives blood, the heart gives chiyas. Yeah, I said, no. So v'baal, Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch had a lev toiv. That means his heart was a healthy heart. It was a gesunta heart. It was pumping that way it was supposed to be pumping. So Mamela, he was a Mayan Amis Gaber. Yeah, Maisa. He had a good well inside of him. It was pumping well. And when there's a chiyas, and the chiyas comes from midas. That means when we get up in the morning, you see in the mirror, right? You know this morning? Right? Shrush achal by end of this man. But that happens to be the island's very happy here, right? Because who already stayed? The ones, the guys that have lev toivs are the ones who stayed, or the ones who couldn't get on a plane. it's other. I can't even find the tzadashov of the island that's here. Everybody has a seat, but why they're still here? That's the pshat, right? Stern, why are you here? What? Fight was canceled. That's all good. Yeah. That means that's your whole identity. That's your whole metzius, yeah? You don't have anything else. But, you have anything positive to your existence to explain, to justify your existence other than the fact that your flight was canceled? What?
Mere
the mere dinner. That's his whole metzius? I knew him before that. Yeah, pshat is when there's a lev toiv, when there's a chiyas, yeah. And a person can't have a chiyas without being mezakeh in your midas. Without a lev toiv, you don't have a chiyas. So when you get up in the morning and you're looking in the mirror, and you have bad midas. When I say you, I'm talking to myself, by the way. I don't mean you. Simcha, I don't mean you. You have good midas. You're from out of town. Yeah? You're talking about me, yeah. You know, you have good midas. I know you're upset at somebody, you're angry at somebody, that guy, and now already you're going home, so you start thinking about your parents, all the tightness you have, and this one, and that one. It's not like that. A lev toiv is a mayan amizgav. A person wants to be mechadish, the real chidush, and the real chiyas. For that, you have to lev toiv, you have to fix the bear. 48 times it says a lashon of bear is connected to memchez vom shatoyah nikizvam. If you want to access the bear, you want the fountain to come out, you want the chiyas to come out, you have to fix the midas, because the midas block the be'er from going out. There's a Mordek Goyin. Eish is Chayil Miyimsa. Chayil is Begumatria 48. Zokta Goyin. Eish is Chayil Miyimsa. Zokta Goyin and Mishlei. You can go find a person who has all the 48 midas Shatoyah Nikizman. All the midas. No, he says they're not. So the goyin, rabo is bonus also choyol. Choyol, everybody together. Together we can fix the midas. Eishes chav is one person going to fix all the memchez tamosh doy nikas v'en dos nisht. But rabo's bonus says the goyol also choyol, choyol. Together we can collectively. You work on kinna, you work on taiva, you work on kas, you work on gaiva, you work on atzlos. Together, collectively, we can open up the mayonos. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, this is what the Marshal is being with Dayak. Marshal says, it says, Achoydish is Elohim. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch got into Gashmias. What does it mean he got into Gashmias? He went to the spa. He drank the fancy wine. Is the pshat is he got in for Gashmias? He got fatamed. He got blocked. He got blocked. He got heart disease, right? Person, he doesn't eat the right things. He hangs out in the spa too many times. Is right? What are the guys doing in the spa? Nothing. They sit around. is the part is you get heart blockage. Hacherish hoyal libam, his heart got blocked. Says the Marshal, a remez. Hacherish hoyal libam, his heart became even. Zok the Marshal, because he was a Mayan Amisgaber. What does Marshal mean to say? You are a Mayan Amisgaber because you were a Lev Toiv. Your heart was a healthy heart. It was a gesunta heart. It was a heart that was giving. You got wrapped up in yourself. You got self-absorbed. You got busy with the Yayin Pragmaisa and the Maya the Tusmis. Your heart blocked. Your heart blocked. The Mayan Amisgaber is over. You lost your Mayan Amisgaber. He forgot all his Torah. His heart became a Lev Evi. Yeah, Maisa? That's the Marshal on Shabbos. The way we learned up of Memchis Dvorm Shatoyer Nikis Memchis Kenegi, the Memchis Pom that says Be'er. Zogich Ein Zach. And what's it doing in this pasuk? What's that? Chaydish Zel Lachem turned into Acherish Olibam and Dafkar Blazer Ben Arach. There's a pasuk. Chaydish Zel Lachem means that a Yid has his chachos. The word Chaydish comes from his chachos. We go up, we go down. But we have the ability to be a Mayan HaMizgabra. The Goyim Adoyimit to the Chama, the Goyim Adoyimit to the Shemesh, they don't have any his chachos. It's the same old. Over and over again, the same bad midis. But there's no change because they're not mechubur to the pnimius of the Bria that the Ebrish does mechadish the Bria. Klai Yisrael b'shasetzis Mitzrayim, the Ebrish made a dramatic change in the fact that HaChadish Zel Lechem says the Medrash Sanchum Lechem V'loy La'akum. A Yid has the kerach of renewing himself. A Yid has the kerach of his chachos. Because a Yid is connected to the Ebrish who's constantly mechadish. The Yisrael of Mayanam is Gaber in Torah. Is because the Ischachos of Torah is a constant zach. The whole Bria is a Mayanam Esgaber. The Bria is a Mayanam Esgaber in Torah. The Bria is a Mayanam Esgaber in Ischachos of the Bria. And Klai Yisrael B'Shas Tzitzis Mitzrayim moved over tracks from the track of Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh, there's nothing new. It's the same old, both in Teva. And Klai Yisrael B'Shas Tzitzis Mitzrayim, the Iker event of Yitzias Mitzrayim stating all this form was that Klai Yisrael moved over to a mahalach of his chachos that a person could renew themselves and change themselves. And the chibur that Klai Yisrael got to the Eibishta was the chibur that allows the Yid to be mechadish himself. Yeah, you can have a down. Stating all the Chassidish form that Rashi says in the beginning of Bereishis that the Torah should have started with this pasuk, right? Chodesh Zelachem. Zok the Heligan Yisivah Shalom and others, why? He says the most important idea that a Yid needs to know is that you can start from scratch. That's the most important thing you need to know. You need to know that you can have it down. And then, Mehebdan for Amfang. HaChodesh, from Lashon of Chidush. But it's a tifazach, it's in the mitzias, in the pnimius of the Bria that Klai Yisrael was able to connect to what's going on. Memela, this is where he made his mistake. Elazar ben Aruch was a mitzias of a Mayan Mezgaber. He lived a constant Mayan Mezgachos. Mayan Mezgaber, constantly more, new stuff. Not old. Shaleke derech hateva. Constant. When he got into Gashmias, he got into Midas Rois, he lost the Memchez Dvarim, he lost the Be'er. Instead of HaChodesh Hazel Lachem, it became HaChayrish Hoyal Libam, his heart got fashed up. His heart couldn't hear. His heart couldn't understand. His heart couldn't feel. And the minute that his heart got blocked, the Mayon was fashed up, the Mayon became closed. And he lost his Chachas HaTorah. It's interesting, Zach. When he lost his Koyach in Torah, he forgot all his learning. That's what the Marshal is being rambled. The Marshal is being rambled. He was Lacha Mayan HaMezgabris. Why did he forget all his learning? Because his Chelek in Torah was his Chachos, and the minute he lost his Chachos, he lost the entire Zach. He forgot his learning. So he turned HaChodesh HaZel Lachem, which is the premius of Klai Yisrael having the ability to be Mizchadish, he turned into Chayrish Levim. My heart's flushed up. I don't feel anything. I don't hear anything. So these are the days, Parshas HaChodesh, where we were given a matana that we have the ability of being mechadish ourselves, of renewing ourselves constantly, because we're mechubit to the that mitzias of the Be'er Mayim Chaim, the Ebishta, Kuchibrichu. All you need to do is to access it inside of you. You have to access it. You have to. Even Hagdoyel al Piyabe, you have to take off the Even, but the Zohar says, take it off. And the Murray to Kazakh, I can tell you that I'm in yeshiva a long time. I'm not a flip out. So I'm in the base medrash already 50 years. I started when I was young. I wasn't good in sports. I had nothing else to do, so I went and learned. You should know that the people who have good midas were the ones who mechadish the Torah. Yeah, you hear that? Leiv Toiv. Leiv Toiv. The guys have a good heart. Look in the Rebbe in Beis Shalom. People have Leiv Toiv. You hear? People have Leiv Toiv. People are good people who are not wrapped up in themselves. They're not wrapped up in spas and fancy wines. Sometimes I fly on planes and I see people. I don't sometimes fly, but I fly a lot. And I sit next to people. Yeah. And they can go into a masaman for half an hour about which wine they want on the plane. In my section, they give out wine. Okay? Okay. And Amaval Arayin, like, what are you talking about? You're for stopping the mayon. Take the wine and drink it. Vakasha. It doesn't have to be Yaina de Progresa. It doesn't say not to drink wine, by the way. It says the Progresa wine is the problem. Yeah? Weiter. What are you stopping the thing for with bad meat is for? It's Memches Dvorm, so cater, so it's Rabbah's Bonas HaSachal. But everyone has to have their thing that opens up their Be'er. Otherwise, it's a Acher Shivah. So people, many times people say, I don't feel it. Right? That's a Acher Shivah Libam. Your heart became deaf. Yeah, I said a heart could become deaf. Yeah, how does a heart become deaf? Heart becomes deaf? Yeah. Leva Evan, nothing goes in. Because he got involved in the Progresa winery. And it stopped his heart. It blocked it. And he lost his koyach of his chachos. Shteta Morita Gazach, that we were given a matona called Chodesh, where Yid lives in constant his chachos. By the way, sometimes we go down. Michtam Mario says that's why Yom Kippur Kotan is Erev Rosh Chodesh. Why is Yom Kippur Kotan Erev Rosh Chodesh? Because it's the darkest time of the month before you start from scratch. You hit the bottom, do tshuva and go weiter. Start again. Fix yourself. Open yourself up. Don't ever leave the Evan. And that's the matana called Chodesh. And vice versa, like the Heilige Nesivos Shalom says, it's the most important thing a Yid needs to know. Tell you should have started with it. And Chai Yisrael couldn't go out of Mitzrayim without this. You're not a Yid. If you're not a Mayan, a Mizgaber, and you don't fix the Memches Dvorim, you don't open up the Be'er, business can't Yid. There's no Yitzis Mitzrayim, there's no purpose. Go take out Yitzis Mitzrayim to be boring that you're going to say over old Chidushim, somebody else's Torah. You don't need Yitzis Mitzrayim. Yitzis Mitzrayim is Mayan, a Mizgaber. Yitzis Mitzrayim is to be a Frischkeit. Yitzis Mitzrayim is about having a Bren. Yitzis Mitzrayim is about being Mechaber Takosh Bochu. And Parshas HaChodesh is the Hachonah for Yitzis Mitzrayim. Parshas HaChodesh is the Hachonah for Yitzis Mitzrayim. To open up the Be'er, to be a Mayan, a Mizgaber. It's very interesting. In the Bria, there are two extremes. Either it's a Chodesh Zeh Lachem or it's a Chodesh Zeh Libam. I never met anybody in between. Either you're alive or you're dead. Yeah? Sounds extreme, no? It is. What?
Or nothing.
No, it's not. No, no. It's either you're alive or you're dead. I didn't say all or nothing. All or nothing you do equals nothing. I said either you're alive or you're dead. So if you're Shakua in Progresa wine, it's a new brand, yeah? If you're Shakur and Progresa wine and Diustinus Spa, so then you're dead. You don't know anything. Yeah, you meet a guy, you meet these guys when they're 45. He remembers there was once a thing called the Migu. He forgot all his learning. And then when they hear his Ashir, he hasn't learned for 20 years, he argues noch. Yeah? Yeah, but I say, with the Frischkeit, say, why am I saying this at the end of the Zman? Because Fakir. HaChodesh is Elohim. That's why Parash HaChodesh is at the end of the Zman. It's not middle of the Zman. For sure, that's why it's a Vekir Shtol. It wasn't Tevis. So that's what the Maral says, with the Chiyas, with the brand. Fix the heart. A Leiv Toiv is a Mayan and a Mizgaber. The opposite of that is a Chereshoy Leivim, with Shabbos.